Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, a little history about this show. When we started in November 2006, I got a lot of advice, and most of it was very good, but maybe the best piece I got was from someone in this building who said three words to me: heart, health, pocketbook. Anything that had to do with one of those three topics was probably good, if not radio gold. And I'd like to bring in our first guest today, Bob Hoffman, known to a lot of people for his work at Wharton Center, but also really the driving force behind MidMichigan's Pass It Forward program. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm doing well. Thanks. How are you?
Just fine. Let's talk a little bit about Pass It Forward and a big event coming up Saturday. First of all, for those who are not familiar with this, maybe they're familiar with the term Pay It Forward, which is a derivation of it, but define Pass It Forward for our listeners.
Sure. What that means basically is doing random acts of kindness to strangers. And then what we do, what makes it interesting, is we invite you to a group setting to share your experience. So what's going to happen is Saturday at Perspective 2 Gallery in Old Town Lansing, that's 319 East Grand River, we're going to invite people to come out to Perspective 2 Studios at 11 o'clock on Saturday. We're going to give you ideas and directions and different things that you can do to pass it forward, random acts of kindness out in the community. Now, those can cost money or they don't have to cost money. We've got a lot of ideas that don't cost money. And then we invite you to come back at 2 o'clock and share your story.
I've had a chance to be part of three of these, and Bob, I can tell you those are three of the best nights of sleep I've had in a long, long time. When you're done, you just feel really good that you help somebody less fortunate. And as you say, it can cost as much or as little as you decide it should. I know people who have done this and it hasn't cost them a dime. And I know others who have gone and bought people's groceries and stood at the gas pump and helped people fill up their tanks. And whatever gift or donation you want to make, it's really a gift of the human spirit more than anything else.
I think there's two things that make us unique. Number one is that we ask you to really reach out and contact another individual and have that eye contact and do something nice for them. Writing a check to a charity is an amazing thing. It's awesome. But we ask you to really do something for an individual and get that eye contact. And maybe that's just a compliment, or maybe that's buying their gas or groceries. But then coming back and sharing your experience with others who have done the same thing is pretty powerful.
Yeah, the first time we did this, I was with Heather Simon, who was my partner on a trip to Africa, and her young daughter. And we got some postcards and some pens and some stamps and went to the rescue mission, and we were turned away. We were told, no, they wouldn't be interested in anything like that. And I said, just let me try this. And the guy says, okay, I don't know if you want to bring the kid in here. And sure enough, as we explained what we wanted to do, we said, we're going to leave. We're just going to put these back here. And if there's anyone that you have not been in contact with, anyone you would like to say thank you to, anyone you'd like to tell them you love them, this is your opportunity on us. And the people just flocked back there. I had to get out of the way going back to get those postcards. Then Walt Sorg and I had an opportunity to have a job fair as a result of Pass It Forward. And the last time we found a family, and this was a woman who had been an abuse victim and had three kids and no place to live, no furniture, and got her hooked up with some furniture. And, you know, the thing that is the best part of this is when they look at you and say, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Why me? And you can hand them that card, and you have those cards that you pass out, and you say, I don't want you to thank me. I don't want you to repay me. I want you to do this for someone else when you can. And when you see the light go on, that's the moment.
And this isn't about helping the poor or the needy or the less disadvantaged than us, because it's about helping everyone. You can go to a gas station and a Mercedes pulls in and you can decide to pay for that person's gas, and then you ask them to do something else. And I guarantee that that person is going to be just amazed. you know, well, I don't need this, but you know what? You might not need it, but you can definitely do something for somebody else.
Yeah, and if you ride up there on your bicycle and you say, okay, I'm going to give you my bicycle and I want you to give that person your Mercedes.
There you go.
That's even a better deal.
So it's just about helping other people and breaking our balls of stress, because we all live in our own little world sometimes and we forget about everything else that happens around us.
Bob Hoffman of Wharton Center and Pass It Forward. And we have had some great get-togethers as a result, a lot of friendships made. And these teams that have come together from high schools, from the community, people who really share similar sentiments. Tell us about Saturday's get-together in Old Town.
Yes, at Perspective 2 Studios. We're going to start at 11 o'clock. This is a family event, so bring your kids. And when you arrive, if you don't know what to expect, don't worry about it. We have lots of people on hand to help you out, give you ideas, give you different things that you can do. We even break you up in teams if you don't feel like going out alone, but you want to meet with somebody and go out. We do everything for you. You just go out and do the random acts of kindness, and then you come back at 2 o'clock and you share your stories, and that's pretty powerful at 2 o'clock when we do that. We also have some nonprofit organizations on hand to just share a little bit about what they do in the community. And if you're interested in getting more involved, you can talk to them.
Maybe you have seen the film Pay It Forward. Maybe you are familiar with the original concept, which dates all the way back to Benjamin Franklin. Bob Hoffman, largely responsible for bringing it to mid-Michigan and popularizing it with this kind of get-together. But I was talking with Archie Griffin, the only two-time Heisman Trophy winner and Ohio State University Alumni Association director. And he said the great Woody Hayes was such a proponent of this that the guys almost said, oh, here he goes again. But when they left Ohio State, they certainly knew about Pay It Forward.
That's awesome. It's been going on for years. And, you know, we all do it. I mean, everyone says, oh, I do that. What makes us different is that we get together and we share our experiences, which I believe is great, because it just is, you know what I'm talking about, Jack. It's hard to describe. It's powerful when we do that.
A Perspective 2 holds how many people, Bob?
We're expecting over 250, so we can hold 350.
All right, and if someone is listening and they would like to get involved, they have not maybe received an Evite invitation, what should they do? They just show up at Perspective 2?
They just show up at Perspective 2 at 11 o'clock on Saturday. We give them ideas and send them out into the community. And bring your friends. This isn't an invite. You know, this is an invite to everyone. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring whoever. You'll make some new friends. In fact, a couple of times ago, we had people that actually got a job through going here and meeting somebody. So
right.
It's a networking event, too.
Well, and as I said, you won't feel any better this summer than you do when you're done with Pass It Forward. Bob, thanks again. Appreciate your time, and we'll see you Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much, Jack. Oh, give the website, EPIFANYNOW.org.
Epiphany Now. EPIFANYNOW.org.
Yep. Thank you,
Jack. All right. Thanks so much, Bob. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Ryan Werder, political director of the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, and we'll find out what they thought was important in the gubernatorial primaries and why they were two for two. We'll be right back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.